Talking to former Knoxville softball standout Jaden Striegel, who is playing currently for Northwest Missouri State University. And well, Jaden, first of all, how are you doing on this day?
I'm doing really good. Today's been really good.
Well, and your season has gotten off to a nice start. You picked up 2 wins in the circle this your freshman season, and the team itself looks like is off to a pretty nice start. I guess just talk about how things have gone for you. Playing in a on a new team. Just kind of a new everything for you.
Honestly, the start seemed pretty rough and it was very stressful. But as the season went on, it was a lot better because my teammates helped me a lot. It's one of those teams where no matter what mistake you make, they don't judge you for it and they understand. And that's been extremely helpful. My coaches understand too, and I've gotten so many opportunities to be able to prove myself.
Well, let's talk about kind of your first time out on the mound as a collegiate player. You had to be a little nervous. So what was going through your mind as you stepped out there knowing, okay, this is no longer high school. I'm going to be pitching to some pretty good players that I've never seen before in my life.
Basically, I just kind of thought of it as high school. It was an indoor tournament. And so sometimes in travel league, I played in indoor tournaments. And it kind of just felt like that, just with a new team. It was still really stressful because I felt like I had something to prove. So I think that the nerves kind of got to me the first game. But as time went on, it got a lot better.
You mentioned travel ball. How did that help prepare you for, situation like that or being in college and everything? I know high school is one thing, but travel ball is kind of another totally different animal from what I've heard hearing.
I play travel ball year round, so a lot of the times it was in the cold. The first games this season, actually all of them so far, have been pretty cold. Friday night we had a game where it was like under freezing, and there was rain, sleet, and the fields were frozen. And I think travel ball just helped me with like the cold and being able to pitch in the cold. So I feel like that helped a lot.
And this is NCAA Division II, so you're pitching and playing against teams and players that were probably stars on their team. And same thing with your team. You're probably playing with a lot of girls who were stars on their team. Are you managing that with being just one piece of a big puzzle that they're trying to put together there at Northwest Missouri State?
It's actually really helpful. I know I have a team that backs me up behind me because they all do their best, and it's really cool to know that I'm in a spot where I'm able to play people that are like there to be there like I am. So I think that just helps a lot.
Talking to former Knoxville softball standout Jaden Striegel, currently playing for Northwest Missouri State. I got to ask, your first win as a collegiate, what was that like walking off the mound thinking, hey, I just won my first college game?
It was really good. That game, my family couldn't be there. They had came that weekend, but they had to leave that day. But it was really good because my whole teammate, my all my team was cheering me on, and they just made it sound like really good. And everyone came up and hugged me, and they were all just extremely happy for me, and it just made it feel a lot better.
One of those games, I think, was the game you got your first win. You played against Quincy, which ironically you had a former teammate on Quincy. What was that like facing a former teammate and looking down a pitching mound from her and thinking, I pitched to her before, she's pretty good?
To be honest, I don't, when I pitch, I don't really look at who the batters are. So I just try to avoid like looking at their faces. So when they're up, I just make sure I don't look at them in the face and just make sure all I'm doing is focusing on my catcher. But it was extremely nice to see Maddie. Maddie was always really nice and helpful for me. when I played in high school with her. And it was just really cool to see her again because I know how good she was, and to be able to play against her was really cool.
Did you get a chance to talk after the game, or was it shake hands and that was it?
It was basically just shake hands and that was it. We don't have that much time after games to do much. It's kind of, you get there, you gotta get what you need done and go.
Yeah, and those tournaments, they kind of want you to get off the field for the next game. What is probably one of the biggest differences you've noticed already from high school or even travel ball to NCAA Division II athletics?
I think, I don't know, but I just get in my head a lot less here. I think it's because my teammates all just kind of like pick each other up and no one holds anything against anyone. If we lose a game, our team's just like, we just need to do better. And no, you can tell no one really cares and they all understand people make mistakes. So it makes it a lot better, like coming out of the game. If whether I did good or did bad, it's just another game to us.
Currently 9-5 overall. Looks like as we look at your schedule, you've got another, it's called the MIAA-GVLC crossover this weekend and you start conference play. What is the goal this year for the Bearcats in the MIAA this season?
I think our goal is just, this year we're focusing on just having our energy up and staying together. Last year it was not as great as they wanted it to be, but as the season went on, it just got better. And I think just progressing progressing at all is just a big goal. Making sure that we just keep getting better and better.
I know you've never been about individual stats, even through your high school career, but is there some things you as a player want to improve on or are trying to get better at throughout this season?
Obviously, I just want to improve on everything. I think I need to work more on hitting my spots and on the mound. I have gotten better as the season went on. I think I'm getting a little more confident, but I feel like just making sure I hit my spots and get my movement down.